Welcome to the sixth CD. This is by way of a prayer and a meditation, accompanied by the sound of a crystal bowl that plays in the note of C. It's a gentle journey through the three liberations and into a beautiful garden. And there you visualize yourself going through the hidden door that I've been speaking about. Beyond that door, I will leave you on your own to the sound of the celestial bowl. And then after about half an hour, I'll bring you gently back to the real world, to the normal state of consciousness. Find a comfortable place to lie down. Place your head to the north and your feet to the south. Make sure that your clothes aren't too tight or that you'll be disturbed by outside noises or people coming in. Now, as you begin to lie there and relax, take a slow and gentle breath. Hold it for a moment, then exhale. Now take another slow, gentle breath. Hold it for a moment and exhale. And now take a third, slow and gentle breath. Hold it, exhale. And now visualize yourself hovering ever so slightly above your body, only about 6 inches or so. And mentally, if you can, turn your head to where your feet are, and your feet to where your head is. Don't force it. And if you can't manage that visualization as yet, then leave yourself in the position that you find yourself. Take another slow, gentle breath. Hold it. Exhale, going deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper. Now I'd like you to visualize your feet going down through the floor or down through the bed that you're on so that they are at 90 degrees right angles to your physical body. Just hover there, completely relaxed, down through the floor. And in a second, I'm going to ask you to let go. To literally let go of the physical plane and allow yourself to fall downwards in a straight line. Get ready now. Let go. Now. And feel the wind passing through your hair as you fall down and down, faster and faster. Imagine your hands by your side and allow yourself to go down feet first. And as you're going down gracefully through this place that you can't see, imagine that you've twisted just one turn to the right and you continue to fall ever further, ever faster. Straight down. And gradually notice that you've come to the bottom. And there you find yourself in a beautiful garden. Take a moment to look around this place. See how it impacts your feelings. Notice the colors and the softness. Notice its beauty. Listen, see if you can hear small birds in the garden. The rustle of animals and insects. Look all around you and notice this celestial place. Over in the distance is a wall. Start to walk towards that wall. And as you get closer to it, notice that there was a door inside that wall. The door to another world. And as you approach that door, notice there's an invisible force pushing against you, stopping you proceeding. That invisible force is the three liberations. So find a comfortable spot in that garden, surrounded by all this eternity and all this beauty, and sit, for we will go through the prayer of the three liberations, because you will not be able to take them with you through the door. When you find a comfortable place, bring up in your mind's eye, one by one, the people that have tormented you in this lifetime. Those that have caused you real pain. And as you bring up each person in your mind's eye, breathe them in and then breathe out towards them. Send them love and let them go. Tell them you are forgiven. I bless you. I release you. You may go now. Go through each and everybody, and I'll leave you in silence for a few minutes. And as you complete the liberation of those people that have tormented you in this lifetime, your next thing is to go through and liberate yourself from the cluster of your tribal or social consciousness. Take a moment now to look at how that might have affected your life, how that inflicted certain rules and regulations upon you. And notice the heroic nature of those people and what they had to teach you. And then gradually and slowly bring that whole cluster of your tribe or your social pattern up in your mind's eye. And again, let it go. Tell it, thank you. I've learnt through all of these things that you had to teach me. And release that. I'll leave you now for a couple of minutes while you think through the tribal clusters that you've come from and how you will now let them be. And as you complete going through the clusters, and you understand that you're past them now, the next liberation deals with justice and injustice. For some reason that we don't know, we incarnated upon this earth plane, and the earth plane is not entirely just. And we're not just to the animal kingdoms or the environment, so they suffer as we do. Take a moment now to look at the injustices that you've suffered in this lifetime. Those things that form a part of your story. And as you bring them up in your mind's eye, lovingly release them. Realize that you don't need your story anymore. And now take a slow, gentle breath. Hold it for a moment and exhale. And take another slow, gentle breath. And hold it for a moment and exhale. And take a third slow, gentle breath. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Exhale, going deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. And as you liberate yourself from justice and injustice, go on now to the animal kingdoms and the vegetable kingdoms and seek their forgiveness. And seek forgiveness for whatever injustice you have inflicted upon them. And as you look at that relationship for a minute or two, realize that they understand, just as you realize you have to understand and forgive the injustices that were perpetuated upon you. I'll leave you for a moment now in silence as you look at that and allow it to fall away. And now as you complete the three liberations, I want you to rise up from your place in the garden. And I want you to look around. You'll be surprised to notice that there is no wall, just a far country beyond the garden. I want you to turn to your left and now walk towards that far country. And walk towards the bliss and the eternity that is part of the authentic you. I'll leave you in silence now for the next 24 minutes as you travel through those worlds, watching and noticing what is there for you to know and understand. And so now it's time for you to come back. Back to the real world. I want you to turn behind yourself and notice that the garden is there once more in the distance. And as you approach the beauty of that garden, I want you to once more enter into the feeling, the sensuality, the scent and the flowers and the colors and the little animals that might be about that area. The shade of the trees, the sound of running water perhaps. I want you to enter into that softness, the softness of the feminine spirit. Take a moment once more to observe the beauty of that garden. And as you make that garden a part of your inner self, a part of the authentic you, I want you to notice once more that the wall surrounds the garden again. Because that is always how it is. It only opens for a short while, and then it closes. And now it's time for you to return to the real world. And so I just want you to push up from the ground and notice that you can rise effortlessly. Look for a moment downwards and notice that the garden is below you. And start traveling up and up, back to where your physical body is laying on the bed or on the ground perhaps. Return now, reaching up back for the physical plane. And as you enter into the physical body, make sure that your head and your feet are aligned properly and that you're no longer hovering about your body. Just come back down into your physical body and remain still for the next few minutes while the memories of your journey play in your mind. When you're ready, just rise up carefully and return back to this experience, this incredible experience of being a human here on this planet at this time.